It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yep. Victory Reaction Monday here in the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. We are having a blast. And the question of the day is this. What was the most important play of a 41-21 victory for your Texans over the Patriots in New England, moving them to 5-1? And there's some clear possibilities within this. Mm-hmm. Lopez, what for you first comes to mind as the biggest play of this game?
The biggest play of the game to me didn't even have an impact on the outcome. But it to me, it was the biggest play of the game because...
Is this possibly highlight 13 here?
It is highlight number 13. And when I saw this, I'm sitting there watching the game and I go, all right.
Stroud under center. First down Texans at the Houston 19-yard line. One back. It's Mixon. And Mixon, shot out of a cannon, left side, 25-30, 35-40, 50, left sideline, the 40 of New England, can he do it? The 30, and he's tripped up inside the 20-yard line.
Welcome back.
Joe Mixon, what a run deep into New England territory.
Welcome back, Joe Mixon.
That's Andre, right. I said the exact same words. The exact same words. I wasn't listening to the radio at the time, but I was like, welcome back, big fella. He is a game changer. He is going to make this team so much better offensively. And I say it didn't even impact the final score because the next play was...
Two plays later,
was the pass to Dalton Schultz that he should have caught.
I'm still putting that on CJ, but okay.
And ended up being an interception. Didn't impact a damn thing, but I just kind of sat back in my chair like Stephen A. smoking that cigar with the cowboy hat. Anytime the Cowboys lose, I was like, all right, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Man, I think that one definitely established that, this is going to be a game where they can run the football. And we'll talk a lot more about that here in about 30 minutes or so. But, yeah, for sure. I thought that one impacted the game in a big way. But I don't know if that one came to me as the biggest play of the game. I know that Sean and Seth this morning threw this one up, and you know me, I'm going to lean on some analytics when it comes to like the biggest.
What are your favorite three letters?
EPA. I don't even know if that's true, but I'm going to lean into the big.
No, it is.
True. When it comes to the best EPA play, and I think this play, and this is a highlight number 23, I believe, here, Fig. This play ended up being the most impactful statistically, but I think also narratively, I can get you there.
Toa with close, the green though. Dot calling defensive signals. May gets the snap. He's got a little time, and now he's sacked. The ball is out. Hunter got it out, and Edwards recovers at the 10-yard line. Strip sack.
Drake May is still down.
Yeah, man, that's Neil Hunter getting on the board with a sack in this game. Totaled four sacks in this one, right? Like three off, three from Will, and then Danil on the other side. Those boys getting after the young quarterback. And in this one in particular, like, you got the ball back in a time where your offense started scuttling a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You came out first couple possessions, touchdown, big long drives, controlling time of possession. Everything is good. Everything's gravy. You know, life is good. Then in the next few possessions, you've got a missed field goal after you actually had a decent drive there, but then an interception, and it's like, hey, man, you're not really getting to that place where it's looking good. That is the second or third play in the third quarter, like coming out of half. Like, hey, let's get into this place. You get the ball back in New England territory, and now you go and you score the touchdown. And so you go from a 14-7 game where you had dominated the game, but for some reason the Patriots are close enough that this is reasonably a game. And then you go, oh, no, well, let's reestablish the dominance of what we are doing here. Get the offense back going on track. And then after that touchdown on the short field, you get field goal, and now you're moving back towards the dominant win that you get. That one shifted this in a big way.
No, that's definitely on the list because exactly what you said, you know, and that's what also, you know, those teams that are true contenders do. It's like, hey, I feel like the game's in control, but the scoreboard doesn't say as much.
Yes.
You know, so let's go ahead and
make the scoreboard
right. Get control again.
Let's
go ahead and get control again. I feel like that is another sign of what these types of teams can do.
Oh, people want us to have the Dalton Schultz conversation right now. I see you on the text line. I sure do. But let's keep talking about these big plays. Unless someone wants to put forward that Dalton Schultz interception as a big play in the course of this. Because, look, that is as I just alluded to, as I'm looking at the possession chart, that is where you start getting to a place where your offense is then beginning to scuttle on a pass that is, I mean, it hits Dalton in the hands, and I know that I – as a dude who played wide receiver, not at no level that matters in a big way. I want to make that abundantly clear. Don't y'all being like, oh, Reggie played wide receiver. Yeah. Nah, it's
let me
not going to matter.
About my high school career.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Everybody's got their high school career that they can point to. But as a dude who played wide receiver at some point, like I have always heard the idea that, hey, if it hits you in the hands, you should catch it.
Or go get the ball. That to me was the big, why we're having the conversation.
Let's do it. I was like, let's do it. Let's just do it. Why not?
Back of my day.
Yeah.
No, we're having the conversation we're going to save for later, but
Dalton Schultz on that wheel route off of the end, right? He gets open at the 10-yard line. He is open. CJ throws him the ball, and it is behind him, right? It is behind him, and you have basically an elevator effect, as I'm thinking about it, where you have the cornerback who is underneath because Dalton has beaten him over the top, and you have the safety closing in, and you have that ball in between there, and I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. He probably should be able to fight back. He has an opportunity to put his foot in the ground. Don't show saying wide receiver, though. And I understand what you're going to say. Well, he's a pass-catching tight end.
Yeah.
But he's a pass-catching tight end in the way that I'd like point to Jason Witten being a pass-catching tight end. Like, he's supposed to be kind of like assured hands, maybe not like jump ball guy. Yeah. And we can have the whole conversation later if you want to about how much are you paying a guy that's not capable of doing all those things. Fair enough, touche. But I think in that particular moment, that's more about CJ throwing across his body and not putting that ball probably where you would want to. Now, is it a tough throw to put the ball where you want to? Absolutely. But I think that one is probably more on CJ than it is Dalton.
Well, you mentioned the contract, and I think that's going to be my pushback on your point there and why Dalton Schultz is a very, very frustrating player right now, if we're just being honest. As I said earlier, by the way, people want to have a Tommy Tonsen discussion as well, but we're not going to go there. I said earlier, you know, the players that scare me the most are Tommy Townsend and Dalton Schultz. That's what scares me, and that's my pushback for you.
Yeah.
You didn't give him the contract so he could go block fools. You didn't give him the contract.
And if you did, I bet you're feeling a little salty about it.
Yeah. You didn't give him the contract for any reason other than to go get the ball. Maybe he's not the best pass catching, you know, elite tight end in the league, but that's why you gave him that contract. That's why he's here, to fill that role. And it wasn't just one, you know, it wasn't just one play.
And that's my thing is that play, I'll say I'm not putting it on Dalton. Oh, buddy, do I got heat from Dalton Schultz, though, in other instances. Yeah. If we'll get to that in the nitpick at 1 p.m. But let's get back to on track here as we talk about what was the biggest play in the course of this game. And it feels like a few people have brought this one up here, Fig. I think you were ready to bring this up yourself, which is, hey, man, welcome back not just to one running back, but to this other one, Damian Pierce. Mm-hmm.
First down, Texans at the Houston 46. Clock at 8 minutes to go. 13-point lead. Here's a toss to Pierce. Running right. Pierce across the 50. Pierce breaks the tackle. 45, 40, right sideline. The 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. He's got the touchdown. Damian Pierce to the house.
You think Andre was excited about that one?
He was doing that Figgy stuff.
Yeah.
You think Andre was excited about that one?
Not only Pierce got a rock and roll out of Mark Vandermeer, I think that might have been the first rock and roll this year.
It might have been.
And he also had Andre Ware going nuts.
He's playing the drums out there on the table.
On an outside zone.
How
about that? Yeah. Shout out to that man. I don't know this is the most important, but one of the things that I can point to is I've talked about it. Like, you got into some of the gap scheme things. I think you mixed that kind of nicely with some kind of inside trap type stuff. Don't get me to lying on telling you exactly offensive line blocking scheme stuff. But it feels like that is some of the stuff that seems to be working pretty well with this offensive line. And I think some of that is in order to accommodate and make Damian Pierce his best self. And I think all of that helped. I don't know if I'm willing to say that that's the biggest play by any means, but it was fun to see him get back
going. Well, that was the dagger, wasn't it? I think that ended up putting him up 40, getting there 41. But nevertheless, I mean, the Patriots were still playing defense. I mean, they still had their group out there. And it kind of got me to think what I said during passing. What if they have a 1-2 punch, man?
It's possible. It is possible.
Cam Akers? How many did he have?
We get your point.
But do you, though? Do you get the point?
I ain't going to lie, man. When I seen this and seen how happy Andre Ware was, I thought about last season, man.
For sure.
So, Reggie, you don't know about this, but Andre Ware actually had some beef with the OG. He actually called him out on air.
He's not the
broadcast.
One. He's not the only one.
I got to play this for you, man. This was last season when Damian Pierce was struggling, and this show was was actually asking for him to be benched or traded. I don't know what it was, yeah. but this is what he had to say with Dameon Pierce. I think he made like a 12-yard run or something mm-hmm. like that.
Pierce breaking tackles over right guard down to the 25-yard line. That's vintage Dameon Pierce running for an 11-yard gain and a first down.
I want every radio host in the city to hear me and hear me well.
Ooh.
Keep criticizing Dameon Pierce.
Ooh.
Keep saying that he's not the same guy
Lopez.
He was a year ago. Because he's showing you something right now today. Keep doing it.
Yep, just getting started. It's week four.
It's week four, and they've already ready to put this guy in a plastic bag and mail him off somewhere. Give me a break.
How did that work out, by the way?
Oh, wow. Doubling down.
How did that work out?
Hey, you want me to play this highlight?
No, I'm just asking. I forgot. Figure, help me out. How did that work out?
John P. Lopez.
Did he get demoted? I can't remember.
Davis Singletary has something to say about that.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Hey, I'm happy for that dude. I am happy for that dude.
I think that's the thing behind that play. Yeah. We are happy for that cat. Yeah. I don't think that there's anybody who's not happy for him, even if folks do not believe in his ability to do that consistently, I guess.
But what if?
What if? That is the fun situation that was put into mind. Another one that came to mind, the Bullock interception. I think just because of what you talked about, and mm-hmm. I think what it might portend for the season, that they might be getting themselves back into turnover defense territory, which would be really fun. I don't know if there was any other ones that came in during the course of this, but man, what a victory, 41-21 over the Patriots. Texans, most points they've scored on the road ever.
I think most in the regular season since like 2021.
You love to see it.
Yeah,
you
so do going love on to see three, it. 2.5 years.
Texans victory reaction Monday, brought to you by Shoppers John Deere here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get a more well-rounded view of this weekend from the NFL. Let's go around the NFL and talk about what was a more normal week in the NFL. We'll do it next.